Federal Communications Commission Chairman Michael Powell confirmed today that he will step down in March after 4 years on the job. The FCC is the chief regulatory agency for the telecommunications and broadcasting industries, and Powell has been at the helm as technology changed what it means to be a phone company or a broadcaster. But his efforts to lift ownership restrictions on media properties earned him critics on both the left and the right. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Michael Powell has never had the fame of his father, Secretary of State Colin Powell, but in the media and telecommunications world, he has had considerable stature of his own. Powell has presided over the FCC at a time when the internet, wireless telephones, digital broadcasting, and satellite technology were making it possible for communications companies to branch out in new ways. Telecommunications analyst Scott Cleland says Powell sought to tear down the regulatory barriers to allow them to do so.
He's a very deregulatory, market-oriented, market-driven person. He is a thinker. He cares about results, meaning technology getting unleashed to be able to help consumers and allowing consumers to have competitive choice. That's what drives him.
Powell started out in life pursuing an army career like his father, but he was sidelined by a bad motor vehicle accident in 1987 and decided to enter law school. He was first appointed to the FCC by President Clinton, but with his free market principles, he was more at home in the Republican Party, and it was President Bush who promoted him to chairman. As chairman, Powell has had some successes. Under him, the commission reformed the way the broadcast spectrum is managed, making it easier to transfer wireless licenses. But he's also had failures. Under Congress's direction, the commission sought to lift the caps on the number of media properties a single company could own. In this interview with NPR last year, Powell said he was trying to find a balance between protecting the public and allowing new technologies to flourish.
People can debate where you draw that line, but that's what difficult task falls to us. I'm not pro-consolidation by any means for its own sake. But I do think consolidation can either be bad for consumers or good for consumers, depending on the circumstances.
But the effort to lift ownership caps generated enormous opposition from groups as disparate as MoveOn.org and the National Rifle Association. Some conservatives worried that media consolidation would stifle freedom of speech. Liberals saw Powell as caving in to big corporate interests. Jeff Chester is executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy and a longtime critic of Powell.
Powell has gotten, you know, rebuked from the public, from both the left and the right, from Congress, which partially overturned his rules, and from the federal court, which suspended the implementation of his proposed policies.
More recently, the commission has had to contend with a growing chorus of complaints about indecency over the airwaves. After Janet Jackson's so-called wardrobe malfunction during last year's Super Bowl, the commission levied a $550,000 fine against CBS stations. And the commission imposed some stiff fines against shock jock Howard Stern, who regularly skewers Powell on his radio program. Former FCC Commissioner Harold Furchtgott Roth served with Powell. He says Powell may have been a strong advocate of deregulation in some ways.
In other areas, he's been perhaps more regulatory, let's say, on indecency and looking at programming content for broadcasters. There's been far more attention to that under his chairmanship than probably in the past 15 years.
Powell's departure is not a surprise. As for who will replace Powell as chairman, one name often floated is Kevin Martin, a Republican who now sits on the commission. Bush administration officials say no decision has been made. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.